Oh, and we're in.
Bit of a burp.
And we're in.
A little bit of a burp.
Sorry, I'm just going to do one crunch, so I won't eat any more.
Yeah, what are you eating?
Crisps. And I've literally just finished my dinner. Sea salt and crushed black peppercorns.
Well, bloody blurred background still. Can't see.
And I'm drinking. What am I drinking? Crisps. Want to play the game? Crisps.
Okay, yeah. What are you drinking?
Hang on. It really looked like the crisps were in witness protection then, or like, you know, when someone's identity is being protected. What's she drinking?
She's at her mum's house. That's a clue.
Yeah. I mean, this is mad. No, I'm backtracking already.
It's a hot day.
Last night, we drank Aperol Spritz.
That's nice.
Is that a clue?
That's just telling you what I had last night.
Right. So are you hungover today?
No, only had one.
Okay. Oh, okay. So she's been made a special drink, maybe.
Right, I see, yeah. I think she's got a gin and tonic.
Yeah, I think she's got a glass of red wine.
Beatty gets it.
Yay!
Cheeky glass of red.
Lovely. What am I drinking? It's been in shot already, so...
Beer.
I didn't notice. Is it a beer?
It's
yeah.
A beer.
You've got a lot of those Moretti's in at the moment.
Yeah, we do. I always get a shitload and then drink them all really too quickly and then think, wow, those are really expensive for how little time they've lasted.
Are you not getting the big box?
Yeah, I'm getting the big box. They're flying off those shelves.
Oh. Want to guess what I'm drinking?
Oh, okay.
Orange squash.
Nothing.
Both wrong.
A non-alcoholic beer.
Water. A glass of water. Boring.
Healthy.
I forgot my water.
You look like you caught the sun a bit, Rose, on your nose.
Yeah, I've been to the Lido. I've got a really sunburned bat.
She's Rudolph. She's very Rudolph. You always get burnt, Rose. How?
You've got to be careful.
I don't always get burnt, thank you very much.
You do always get burnt.
Always burnt.
No,
Every summer you've got a little bit of a chest.
Every summer you've got a red chest and a red back.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't reach my back. I was there on my own. You can't ask a stranger to put on sun cream lotion.
At least put it on before you leave the house.
Dan said you should have got me to put it on before you left the house too. I forgot. I didn't think about it. I booked the Lido early because I wanted to get a sun lounger. So I was in a rush. And then I fucked up my egg cooking. It was stressful. Yes.
At the Lido?
No. Before I went to the Lido.
Plop an egg in the Lido.
Really antisocial to cook an egg at the Lido.
Took my little camping stove.
What kind of egg? Boiled egg?
Boiled egg. But it
too
was...
Too long.
Fucked it.
No, not long enough.
Not long enough. Worse. The worst.
And you know when you've opened it and you're like, what the fuck am I supposed to do now?
Mm-hmm.
You're never getting into that kind of worry if you're around mine for eggs.
No. They are gray.
Very much overcooked.
They are
grey
through
and rubbery.
In fact, I don't think I've ever had a soft-boiled egg from you, Camille.
Well, no. Rose, the other day I cooked them, and I cooked them perfectly. They were just soft in the middle.
Shoving it in my face.
I don't know how I did it, because I'd never time it. I just forget, walk in, I'm like, oh, the eggs are on, turn them off. Just lucky.
The house absolutely stinks of egg. I'll turn them off now. There was a save to the egg, but it added time. You know, when you've left, I was like, if I boil the egg, I've got 5 minutes to eat it, then I'm out of the house.
Yeah.
But there was a save. Can you guess what the save was?
Fry it.
No, because it's...
Microwave
it. It's boiled, so you can't get it out.
The save was you made mayonnaise out of it.
What, before I went to the Lido?
Very interesting save.
BT was closest with the microwave.
Okay. You're popping it back in the boiled water. In.
No, because it was open.
Poached.
No, because it's in the shell.
Oven.
Listen, I'm going to describe it to you. It's a boiled egg. Yeah. I've taken it out of the saucepan. I've put it into the egg cup, ready to go. I've clunked the top off.
She's clunked the top off. It's not
I've clunked
cooked.
The top off. It's not cooked enough. And it, you know, and it's like, it's on the edge. It wasn't on the edge. There was significant white still.
You wrapped it in foil and put it back in the hot water.
No.
You've
What appliances have I got in my kitchen?
And it's not a microwave.
No.
Kettle.
What else?
Kettle? What?
No. Might as well put it in a pan.
Did he put it in a pan? No.
No.
What other appliances? Air fryer? I've got an air fryer.
Thank you.
Dan said it.
Bang that, pop the top back on, put the whole egg cup in the air fryer. 2 minutes.
It
perfect.
Worked.
Wow.
Really clever. Really
so there you go.
Do we want to get into this? I was going to say, how does an air fryer work? Is that something we're officially, that we have enough?
They basically, just work. Although, John. They're just quick. They just cook shit quick. That's all you need
basically,
to know.
Basically, it's like it's just a mini oven, really. That I think pushes.
It's the opposite of a slow cooker.
Pushes air around more quickly and more pressure.
That sounds good, yeah. Mm. Talking of more pressure.
I don't know if this is relevant to the theme.
No. Have you ever felt pressure in your uterus?
Yeah, I have.
Because that's what happens when your period starts. It's a period party.
Yay!
I thought you were going to mix this up and do half period as in blood period party and half period as in Downton Abbey like
Downton
period
Abbey
drama
period.
Party.
That, I mean, that's the kind of out of the box thinking that I could have used when I was coming up.
Yeah, because you were struggling with that second game.
I was struggling with the second game. I was in there under.
Should have suggested it.
Like
I
Indiana Jones' hat with the second game. So
it came very late.
It did come late.
It came very late. Mm-hmm. The second game. Mm-hmm. Panic.
Because I did come up with some. When I was originally doing the prep and I thought, no, BT, no, these are not good enough. So
that's never stopped us before, BT.
I know, but this time it did stop me. And I went, no.
Wow.
Try again.
She's made an effort. Wow.
Wow.
The grey man's making a real effort.
And then I forgot about it and then I realised I hadn't thought of it. So I had to
panic
and think of a really quick one.
Now... The theme, you did float this theme earlier in the series.
You sort of poo-pooed it, yeah.
No, I didn't poo-poo it. No. I said, maybe wait until the series is slightly more well-established.
Right, okay.
I told James we were doing it and he was like, oh my God. It's like the pod's eating itself.
What do you mean the pod's eating itself?
We talk about periods a lot.
Oh, what? And men never talk about their dicks? But he's talking about his dick all the time on Gunner Blog.
Yeah. What? James talking about wet dreams.
the male period.
Yeah. I mean, what is the equivalent? There isn't one.
This is the point, isn't it? If they have
jizzing.
Them.
Jizzing and stuff?
If you
no.
could give people with penises an equivalent to a period, what would it be?
A period out of their
period.
Penis. Because then I think they take it seriously.
Yeah.
That's just the issue. Everyone's like, oh God, what's she crying about? She's got a period pain. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, do something about it.
Have you seen, who is it? I saw it on Instagram, I think. Some people going around like county fairs in America with a period pain machine that gives you like the equivalent of period pain in your tummy.
Oh, wow.
And they were putting it on women and they were like, oh yeah, that feels like my period. And they were putting it on like policemen and like firemen and they were like, oh God. That was good.
That's a clever idea.
Yeah.
Now do labour next.
Yeah, go on.
Why shouldn't we do period? I mean, yeah, I suppose I should check myself. Why did I think that was going to be... I think I'm not biased towards it. I don't give a shit talking about periods. I just think there is bias towards it. So I was thinking we want to build the listenership back up at the start of the pod. We don't want to immediately for them to go, oh, right, okay, it's all periods and stuff.
Women talking about their periods.
Yeah, but
right.
I think when we market it, let's just market it falsely. Let's pretend it could be period drama.
Could be
when you're doing
drama.
The promo, put a little picture of Hugh Bonneville in Downton Abbey.
So yeah, if you're listening now, ha-ha, we got you.
Gotcha.
Right,
it's all about tampons.
Let's do like a pretend clip now that I can put on the Instagram. Like,
okay.
Oh, what's your favourite period drama then?
Pride and Prejudice, maybe, probably.
Oh, yeah.
So many to choose from.
Bridgerton. It's great. Yeah. Modern rethink of the period era.
You can't
anyway,
not talk about Downton.
No.
For more amazing period content just like this.
Yes. Listen to the episode.
Actually, what I'm drinking looks like period.
Does it? Don't think it does.
It's
do your periods look like that? It looks black.
I mean, sometimes it is very dark.
Red. Very dark, can be. Anyway, periods, guys.
So, Camille, when did you first get your period?
Can't remember how old exactly I was, but I don't think I was particularly early or late. I think I was kind of average.
What's
time.
Normal?
That's pretty good.
Like
I don't
13,
know.
13, is it? 12, 13? Or
see, I got mine when I was about 13, and everyone in my school in London at the time was like, oh my God, you're such a loser. You've only just got your period.
Which is such a weird thing to bully people for.
I know.
Yeah. I remember showing my pyjamas to my auntie who was staying over.
Oh, no.
Proudly.
Like,
I was
look,
just like,
I've got my period.
Look at this. And my auntie and my mum were like, yeah, he's got your period. It was quite anticlimactic, to be honest.
Did you know what it was?
I think I had suspicions, yeah.
I can just imagine you like walking downstairs with your pyjamas held above your head. And then your mum just being like, yeah, stupid, you've got your period.
I've got a period, other than.
Yeah, it was quite, it wasn't a big sort of event.
And did you go and tell everyone at school?
I think I, you know, quite proudly told my friends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember it being like particularly dramatic or traumatic. It was just a kind of like, that's happened.
That's quite nice, yeah.
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 What about you, Rose?
Yeah, same story. Not very dramatic. I think I was in year 8, so I would have been 12. And I remember being it in my the house I grew up in had an outside loo, and it's an old house. And I remember it was in there. I remember having back pain, like a sore back, and saying to my mum, I've got a bad back. Being like, this is weird. Like, it was like a feeling I'd never had, that ache, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, went into the, just went to the loo and was like, what the gog?
What the gog?
What the gog?
And then,
Oh, shit. That's pretty good.
But yeah, it wasn't very traumatic. It was just like, but I just remember I was in the outside loo. BT?
I think I started it and I in my pants and then I hid my pants somewhere.
Oh God.
I like hid them. So I was like, what the fuck? And I hid them somewhere and then my mum
found
them.
You weren't
them.
Sure what it
you
was?
You didn't know what it was?
I was like, well, what is that? Could be anything.
Oh.
Oh.
But, I mean, I was obviously expecting a period to come, but it was my first period. I don't want to get gruesome again.
Frogs.
Come on. Trigger warning.
Trigger warning.
Gross.
Brown.
Yeah. That's normal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. But I was like, surprised by that.
Oh. This is probably poo.
Yeah.
And I thought you'd like pooed out of your fanny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember being
and
surprised
my mum found
at how
it,
brown
was
it was.
Like, BT, this is your period.
It's the big P.
I know. I was like, oh, okay, thank you.
And then BT, I seem to remember a story about you getting your period on someone's Shrek pyjamas.
No, those someone else got their period on my Shrek pyjamas, but I managed to wash it out.
Right, yeah, I just remember them being a...
I think I... Well, did I give... No, I think I got rid of them eventually. I've had those Shrek pyjamas since I was 10. And I had them. Yeah. Well, when was my mum in Shrek 2? That's when I got them.
Surely not 10. You couldn't fit. You were wearing them as an adult, BT.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I think I got them like teenage years, maybe 13, 14.
Did they give her loads of Shrek merch?
Yeah, she got a Shrek iPod.
No.
What the hell?
Shrek iPod with a big Shrek
2. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I've probably leaked more than anyone ever in the whole world.
Yeah, go on, hit us with some clothes. Some of the worst stories.
One time was out in town wearing a white corduroy skirt.
No. Brave.
Through that, had to borrow someone's jumper to put around my bum. I stayed out though, didn't go home.
Of course not.
That's like, well, no. This was a challenge. I bled through the thickest pair of grunger jeans that I had.
Through some grunger jeans?
Ooh, yeah.
Wow.
That is... BT, is this because you just have a very heavy flow or because you are not changing regularly enough?
It's both.
I think we've established, Camilla, it's because she's got endometriosis undiagnosed. Well,
yeah, seems to be.
Yeah, there's probably something going on there. Haven't had it diagnosed.
But yeah, the attention to detail on the feminine hygiene gene products changing, not good.
Mm. Yes. Mm. So when I go through a period without ruining a pair of underwear, I'm like, win.
Yeah, because the thing is, it's your classic pattern of something needs doing. I'm going to go into complete denial.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to pretend that task does not exist.
Or it just will evaporate from my brain and I'll stand up and there's blood all over a chair in a restaurant and I'm like, oh shit, I'm on my period.
On a chair.
You just forget.
Yeah. That was in Brixton Market with Sam. I stood up and he was like, oh, there is blood everywhere.
Okay, that's quite extreme. Like, I've never done that. I've never bled through onto like something, but I've definitely had times like, you know, often on your period when you're walking around and you're like, I think something's gone bad down there. I think I've bled through and I feel like when I look, it's going to be like hellish and I'm going to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, it isn't. You've just imagined it. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're like, in your head, you've thought, oh my God, it's going to be a car crash. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There have been a couple of times where that has been absolutely accurate.
Yeah.
You know, when you pull down your pants and you're like, no!
No!
I just remember once in Sainsbury's just being like, what the fuck has happened? Mm-hmm. And then having to like... It's just such an admin job.
I know,
it's such an admin job. I'm getting through the it's like, fuck's sake. And there's no running water inside the cubicle.
Yeah.
I remember it happened to me on our honeymoon. We'd gone to the beach. We'd like in Italy, this beautiful like beach. And we'd walked there from our accommodation. It was like a half hour walk.
Yeah.
And I was on my period and had forgotten to pack. Very unlike me.
Yeah, very
forgotten
unlike
to pack you. A spare tampon.
I was going
to
say, even when you're not on your period, I can usually rely on you for a tampon.
Yeah. So this is the nightmare. Went into the toilet, took the tampon out, threw it away.
Never do that.
And then was like, I don't have anything.
No.
I could have, you know, and it's like better to just leave it in. Then, you know,
no, exactly.
I mean?
It's like leaving a bullet in a wound. You've got to leave it in there. If you take it out, the stream is just...
And then I just remember going... It was at the beach. It was in a bikini. Then I just went out and said to Dan, we have to go. And then it was just so humiliating. We had to walk home and I was just crying. Because obviously I was like really hormonal and like fucking bleeding everywhere. And I remember Dan just being like, it's okay, it doesn't matter. And me being like, it's all over my shorts. And Dan just being like, don't worry, it's fine. It's bad though, isn't it? Because it's like shame. You feel shame. Like, yeah.
When you think about it, it is sort of mad, isn't it? Every month.
Yeah.
Just actual blood coming out of you.
Yeah, mental. Mm-hmm. And it's our job to fucking clean it up. Make sure no one else sees it.
What, you think we should get someone in? No. Once a month, get someone in.
No, I just think, like, that's a lot. It's a lot of admin.
Well, I think it's, like you said, BT, I think it's the, like, shielding it from everyone.
Yeah.
Like, making it so that nobody knows about that because it's distasteful. That's the thing that's the problem.
Yeah.
If you could just be like, listen, I'm bleeding everywhere.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah.
No.
It's how they make tampons look like they're sweets, sweetie wrapper type things.
To make them the most palatable thing possible.
Although I've never got on board with those kind of tampons. Applicator. I can't do it. I have to use non-applicator.
Yeah, same. I don't like the applicator ones.
I thought you were an applicator person.
Oh, good God, no.
Oh, really?
Never. It's like, yeah, I've never fully been able to do it properly with an applicator.
Yeah, I was always not applicator, but now obviously for eco reasons, I don't applicate. And actually, I did use a moon cup for a bit and that was good, but the admin of having to boil
it. Yeah, BT, please talk us through because I know I feel ashamed
that
I haven't done it and I keep buying tampons. Talk us through it.
It's a dream if you don't want to change it that much, which is me. But I have to say, if it is full, getting it out can be a horror show.
Dicey. Like, is it like trying to pull out a glass of wine that's full to the brim?
Yes. And you're like, yes, yeah, exactly. And it is like, it is sort of rubber and you sort of have to bend it to
break
get it out.
Seal.
And if you let go at the wrong time, it will flick open and it will blood spurt everywhere. God. In my old flat, the door, the white door just had a big blood flick across it. Because I just got it out at the wrong time.
But you would recommend?
Would recommend, yeah. But it is just the admin of having to disinfect it. Like, I was boiling it on a hob and I was like, like when I was going away to like stay with people, do I want to be getting my moon cup out and boiling it on the hob?
Do you have to disinfect it in between each? How often?
Yeah, that's my question.
Right, so yeah, ideally you have to
rinse it out in the sink.
You can rinse it out of the sink, yeah. But you are sort of heightening the risk of having a bit of an infection if you do that. So you have to have two, ideally, and swap. If one fills
one
up,
sterile.
Swap it to another.
Right, so
one.
You can't just whip it out, empty it straight back up.
You can, yeah. But
I know a lot of people that do that.
Yeah.
But you've
got to make sure your
sterilize.
Hands are really clean and all that shit.
Well, I don't know about that because I just think willies go up there and they're not scrupulously clean.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why people often get thrush and stuff.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Fair enough.
This actually leads us on to our first game, Vici.
Oh my God, it does. Thank you, Camille.
Very nicely.
This game is called Stop the Leak. We've had sanitary towels and tampons since time began. Then we got jazzy new products like period pants and moon cups. But what is the next big thing in period products? We're each going to pitch our new period product. And at the end, we'll decide whose is the best. Anyone want to go first? Any firsties?
I would like to say that mine is incredible. So
Okay,
same story. I genuinely think mine's an amazing idea.
All right. Mine's... No, I would use... No, would I? Yes, I would. I would use mine.
I'm very confident. I'm happy to go at any point.
All right.
Oh my gosh, she's trying to psych us out.
Go on then, Camille.
You go first. I wonder if Camille and I have done the same thing.
I doubt it. Oh, I doubt it. Okay, on my notes.
She's gone in so confident.
Wow.
Is it a bluff?
Yeah. Okay, guys. What happens when you get your period? You lose blood. What if you don't want to lose it?
Oh, no.
No more wasting that special red life force.
No.
Okay? No more losing that precious iron, getting all tired and anemic. Welcome to the world of Slurpit.
No.
Oh, no.
What is it? It's a bendy silicon straw.
No.
No.
It goes in like a tampon. Comes out, goes all the way up inside your clothes.
Oh, and can my
pop
God.
Out no. Up near your mouth. So you
oh
can
my
just
God.
Slurp it.
It's like, so just it's like a camel. It. It's like a camelback. One of those like water pouch yeah, things. Like, but it's like for period those, blood.
Yeah.
This is one of the most hellish things I've ever heard in my entire life.
It can deal with a lot.
Tampon.
It can deal with a lot of blood as long as you just keep on slurping.
Oh,
just keep slurping straight back in. If you've had enough of slurping your own blood, why would you? But if you have had enough, then you can decant it into some special jars, which then get donated to the blood banks. So, well done.
You
you're
can't
a blood
put period
too.
Blood in your veins, Camille.
Okay, well, maybe one day you can. Okay, maybe one day they'll find
maybe
a way.
One day, yeah.
Yep, you can pop it in the dishwasher. Yeah. Bish, bash, bosh.
Okay. That wasn't my question.
But it's best feature.
And the marketing, it's like, yeah, those beer packs. You know, like you can get backpacks of beer that have a straw that goes straight to your mouth. It's like that, but your period blood.
That's right.
The straws, let's talk more about the straws.
No.
They can be translucent if you want everyone to see that it's blood, if you're proud. Or they can, maybe you can buy different colours to match your outfits, different patterns. Have them inside your clothes, outside your clothes. It's very bendy, very flexible,
so
however you like.
So
and rare. Just slurp that blood straight back in.
As a technical point, having, you know, done that game where you join all the straws together and try and drink your drink, you know, drink someone else's drink on a different table, you do need a lot of suction to get the liquid all the way.
Well,
Camille, question.
Yeah.
What happens at night time when you're sleeping?
Then you can have it, you can do the decanting thing. So you go to bed, you've got the straw coming out, and it can just be being decanted into different jars.
Okay, and you're not, so you can't move when you're sleeping because the straw might come unlocked and then just be spraying
your
period around the room.
You have extra special long straws for nighttime, the nighttime straw. Extra special long ones, so, you know, you can move around and it doesn't really interfere.
It sounds like it's going to interfere.
Okay, then no, it won't. It's very long, very long. It can snake all the way to the other side of your room if you want.
That's fucking nightmarish. Yeah. What if your partner trips over it in the night? Like a fucking disgusting octopus.
Oh. Guys, it's a really good sustainable idea. I think one day they'll be doing it.
Can I do mine next? Because
yes.
I think mine is
the antidote.
It's not dissimilar, but I've done the most cursory bit of research, and it's not absolutely disgusting.
Research? Okay. Mm,
yeah,
go on then.
I just need to say as well, when I told James about this, after him poo-pooing the whole period idea, he did say straw, and then I ran with it.
Disgusting. So it was his idea.
It was his idea.
We can blame James.
Okay, sorry. As you were, Rose.
Okay. My product is called Stem the Flow. So prepare yourselves, because this revolutionary product is going to turn the entire female hygiene industry on its head.
Okay.
My invention is going to transform the way people think about menstrual blood altogether. This is where there's slight similarities with Camille. Rather than treating it as a waste product to be disposed of, it will soon become recognised as a highly valuable resource to be harvested, with the potential to save lives and revolutionise medicine.
Oh.
And that is because menstrual blood contains stem cells. Genuinely, like bone marrow and umbilical cord blood, which are highly prized.
And we're just throwing it away.
For their cell therapy potential. So potential there conditions that your period blood could go on to treat include liver failure, spinal cord injury, heart attack, and stroke.
What?
At the moment, it's still, this, it is a thing. This is a thing. Like, they are doing studies to try and...
I can believe it.
It's still in the research phases, but it's slow because they just can't, it's like really difficult to get women to donate their menstrual blood.
Really hard to catch it, I guess.
Stem the flow makes this easy. So it's basically a test tube which works, I'm gonna hold my hands up similarly to a moon cup, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Except once you take it out, it's got like a sealable lid that pops on, which creates a totally watertight seal. And then you can just rinse the tube off and place it in like this sort of handy and hygienic little portable storage box.
Okay.
Which you then pop into the fridge and then which gets collected by our team of couriers, taken to the lab.
Nice.
So the test tube can hold a decent amount of blood. And just like a moon cup, whenever it gets full, you just slip it out, pop on the lid, and then up goes the next one. You've got, you know, you've got a sort of store of them. Cleanup wise, it's just a wash hands job. And the beauty of it is there's no single use waste product at all, like a tampon or a towel. Mm. All of our tubes, once they've been processed in the lab, are fully medically sterilized and they are reusable. And environment-wise, all of our couriers are riding electric bikes. Mm-hmm. So there's a low carbon footprint all around.
They're on Lime.
Marketing-wise, say again?
They're all on Lime bikes.
Yeah, exactly. what do you want? Or maybe they'll be on special branded Stem the Flow bikes. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Publicising as it's happening.
Yeah.
Marketing-wise, what better way to sell the product than this? Stem the Flow. Your period could save a life.
Oh.
I mean...
It's good, incredible. Rose, but just clarify for me again how the actual product itself, what you use, is different to a moon cup.
Well, it's medical grade equipment and it's got a trademarked watertight sealable top, a bit like... You know, when you give like, you know, in the Olympics, when they give urine samples, it's like you can't break the seal until it gets to the lab to make sure it's all safe and secure. And that's the technology that is unique.
So you need to keep putting a new one of those in every time you change.
Yes.
So you might have to.
But like I said, you might, I don't know how many, you've got your pack of them.
And I'd say probably worth it to for the smugness. You go, oh, I'm just, what, this little pack? Oh, I'm just donating my period blood to save lives.
Yeah.
And remember, you've got the couriers that when they collect them, they're dropping off clean, sterilised ones. Mm. So it's not like you're running out. You've got, there's a constant cyclical supply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, well done.
Isn't that mental?
That is insane.
There is stem cells in period blood and they're
of
just like,
yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all.
And they're just well, like, no, because that's where you make babies. It's in period blood, yuck.
I know.
Of course, it can be harvested for something.
Yeah. Wow, that's...
I Googled what can you use period blood for, because I thought that's going to be the kicker. You want to use it for something. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Camille's gone just drink it yourself. She's just gone straight from farm to table.
Yeah. I wonder what the health benefits of that are.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me Google it.
Well, I think actually Camille's would actually appeal to a certain demographic. You women who eat
people
their
placenta.
Gross demographic, yeah.
Yeah, the gross demographic.
Rank.
But once again, I mean, if women were in charge,
yeah,
I reckon this would be a thing.
Insane. Insane that it's not a thing.
BT, do you want to tell us about your hair tampon?
Do you know what? It's not a hair tampon this time. I actually quite like mine.
Okay.
It's called the Sanivac Pack. Okay. So what it is a little attachment that you put over your whole labia and it has inside it a little tiny vacuum and it will just be sucking out the stuff. And it will be attached to what you can buy is a little utility belt, okay? And it has all the things on it that you need. So it's got, and you can buy all these separately. It's got the little pack that the blood will go into. You can buy more of these. You can buy four or five. You could buy one for urine if you're that way inclined. If you've got a busy day, got no time to go to the toilet.
How does it separate those?
Yeah. Not quite figured that out. Okay, but also you've got on that utility belt, you've got a TENS machine. Whack that on. Get rid of your period pains. You've got a little pack for painkillers and chocolates. You've got a little pack of cards that have positive affirmations on them. And if those are annoying, pack of card that has negative affirmations on it. Like, fuck
I
everyone.
I want those ones.
It's got a knife for your enemies. It's got...
The BT, you can't give people knives when they've got PMT.
It's got a knife. But maybe it's one of those retractable knives that they can just pretend to stab someone with.
Yeah, oh my God, I would love that.
Yeah. It should have a stress ball in it.
Yeah, stress ball.
A squidgy.
Okay, BT, I've got a couple of questions. Uh-huh. Number one, have you ever tried to use a shiwi?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But this is a vacuum.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's very hard to get a watertight purchase on the whole labia without there being overspill. But you're saying the suction would do that.
I'm saying the suction would do that. We've developed technology where the suction would do that.
Okay, in that case, question number two. Mm-hmm. Have you ever used a womanizer vibrator? Because
right, yeah,
it's a very similar technology.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to say is you're going to have some productivity problems from people because
that's built in. That's part of the appeal. It's the woman who wants to have it all but doesn't have the time. So she's, you know, she's pleasuring herself. She's getting her period done.
But BT, what I'm saying is you don't want to be orgasming in the middle of a board meeting.
Mm-hmm. What's the womanizer?
Okay, you've got to get yourselves one. I saw a tweet where it was basically, I think it was a Jezebel tweet, which was like, want your clit to feel like it's being sucked into a jet engine by the womanizer. It's like it looks like a it's a thing you hold, and then the usable bit is a small rubber cone with a hole, and you basically target the hole around your clitoris area, and then you turn it on. And it's like suction, and it basically sort of, I think, makes your clitoris, it makes it do the thing that makes you come.
Whoa. That sounds really bad.
It's not as good. It is good.
All right.
Would recommend.
So we don't have that. But the suction is just on the hole, the big hole.
Okay. Targeted suction.
Targeted suction. It is marketed to no-nonsense business ladies who do like to wear a utility belt. It's marketed to people who go on long hikes.
Good for me.
It's good for outdoor adventuring.
There's been many a time when I've had to change a tampon in a field. Oh my God, that's just reminded me. I was changing my tampon in a field once. And oh my God, someone's dog from really far away ran towards me. And she was going, Daddy, Daddy, come back, come away. She didn't know why. And I was like, he can smell their blood.
Oh, yeah. No. Dogs love it. Yeah. She was running back
towards the dogs. And I was like panicking, trying to like sort it out before she got there. And then I just about managed it.
Oh, fuck.
And, she was like, I don't know why he suddenly did that. And I was like, no.
No.
Fucking hell, there's nothing worse.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he'd have just...
grabbed it.
Yeah, grabbed it.
Dropped it at his owner's feet.
Sorry, BT, I interrupted
anyway,
you. I just had a thought of it. Yeah.
Tagline, no vag is too big, no pack is too small. It does come in several different sizes. You can get exchangeable different, you know, size for every, fits every labia, suction is adjustable. For nighttime, you can get the Sanivac Pack pants, which are a pants form. So it is just all over pants that have the suction with the tube coming out. So there you go.
Okay.
That's it. That's the thing.
It's pretty good.
There is a soft humming noise.
Okay, the dust.
At all times.
That's a con.
You can switch it off for important meetings, but...
Yeah, but then what happens?
Well, just...
Pretty
just
good though, BT.
The labia bit will fill up a bit.
You've come good this week.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have come good.
Thank you.
Should we vote?
Yeah. I genuinely find finding it tricky to choose this week.
Oh, what? Between saving a life?
Do you know what? I'm actually not finding it tricky to choose.
Well, I think, Camille, you're going to be the decider. Mm-hmm. So you can announce it live, because I think BT and I are going to have voted for each other and not your disgusting straw. BT.
Yeah, the decider, because I'll be frowned upon if I don't say I want to save a life, Rose.
There we go. Thank you.
If anybody is listening who's into stem cell research, let's talk. I'm willing to...
Can I just say around my desk, I've got three pieces of paper that say Rose on.
And that's classic you, not thinking, oh, there's one here that already says Rose.
And you sound on that. Before we do Legends and Dicks, I've got a couple of Patreon absolute bangers. Okay.
What? Messages.
Yes. Do you remember we did a shout out to someone called Niamh McGowan?
Yeah.
And we said she sounds like she should be in a folk band. Guess what? She's in a folk band. Oh my god! I know. I went, no fucking way.
You've got to.
It's nominative determinism. You have to.
Guess where they're based?
Ireland.
Penge.
What? What?
Based in Penge. Galliani.
No.
Yes.
She's having a laugh.
I don't think she
is. You're going to have to go and watch. Well, I can come down. We'll have to go.
Yeah, we're all going to have to go and watch a gig.
She also said that she's getting good psychic vibes from me. So.
Oh, but not from me and Camille.
No. Not for me. I mean, I'm the one who's actually...
Camille is going to absolutely hate this.
Niamh, not sure you're getting... Your psychic vibes are quite right, actually.
We've also got a message from one Alan Osborne. Yep.
Hi, Alan.
Yep. It's... hang on.
No.
It's her very proud and old drama teacher who adores the podcast and has done since 2021-ish.
No, Mr. Osborne.
Well, hope you've enjoyed the period party.
Oh, no. Mr. Osborne, I love you. He was a great drama teacher. Aww. He was brilliant. He was funny. He was passionate. Mr. Osborne,
and look,
hi.
I mean, look what you're doing now. You're doing drama. His job is done.
I've carried on doing drama. Did you just hear the accent I was doing?
Yeah. He'll be sending you some notes.
Yeah.
After that performance, I think. And has anyone got any legends and dicks this week?
Legend. Yeah, this week my legend is the Barbie movie.
Oh, okay. You saw it.
Went to a baby screening this morning. Absolutely packed, chock full to the brim with babies.
Nice.
Loving it. Bright colours. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie to take a baby to. Had a great time. Thoroughly enjoyed. Thought it was great. Loved it.
It's nice to see a blockbuster doing well at cinemas again, isn't it? I feel like...
Well, listen, it's nice to see a blockbuster busting some blocks.
And directed by women.
Busting some blocks.
So,
yeah. Exactly.
We'll see it.
Lots of fun little cameos in there. Loved Margot Robbie. Ryan Gosling, very funny.
Mm-hmm.
Just great. And my dick. Who's my dick of the week? I forgot to think of a dick of the week.
Don't keep it positive. don't have a dick.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I know. On theme. My dick of the week are tampon companies that don't just make it so their tampons are just nice and natural. Why are you all bleaching them? Just everyone agreed to stop bleaching them. And let's just all have natural tampons. Everyone can deal with the fact they're not perfectly white.
Yeah.
And also no one's seeing them. It's like they're up you're up your vag.
I know.
Yeah.
I'd rather not bleach my vag, thanks. And the environment.
Very true.
Thanks, Camille.
Thank you.
Rose?
Yeah, my legend of the week. Once again, it's the croissant that I had at Brockwell Lido. Oh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Every time I have one, I'm chasing the high of that croissant every time I get a croissant somewhere else.
Wow. What's so different about it?
It is warm. It's warm. It is squidgy in the middle. Mm-hmm. It is buttery. It is not dry in the slightest. Ooh. And it is just, when you've had a swim and you're hungry from the swim and you get that and a coffee, mama.
Oh, touches the spot. No, what's the phrase?
Touches the spot, is that what you said?
Touches the spot.
That's the womanizer, Camille.
That touches the spot.
It's just so good. If you are a swimmer at Brockwell Lido, I urge you, get yourself a croissant from that little hut where they sell the coffees. So good. But the thing is that it's like, is my dick all other croissants? Because they just, you know, when you order it and you want it to be that, and then it's not that, and it's just big and it's dry.
Hard.
And it's hard and it's not what I want.
Yeah. Too chewy.
There you go.
Well, there you go. My legend of the week, I think, is Flip Out in Brent Cross, because I took the girls there and
soft play.
It's trampolines and soft play and like huge blow up inflatable areas and weirdly like guns that shoot out foam balls that Mabel was obsessed with. But
not too far from me, that
not
Brent
too
Cross.
Far from you, Brent Cross. It took me about 25 minutes to drive there. The girls were absolutely knackered and went straight to bed. So that's why I'm saying it's great. And also Claire Foy was there.
Ooh!
Doing what?
Mumming.
The queen herself.
Looking after. No, not jump. She was not jumping
Woman
herself.
Woman of the people, Claire Foy.
Claire Foy was there with her two kids, mumming.
Love it.
So, legend.
Any tidbits for her? Anything? What was she wearing? What was she having?
I thought she looks very cool and casual. And I didn't quite realise it was her at first. And I had to like properly eyeball her, which probably wasn't great. But she was just, you know, some nice loose fitting jeans. Hello? What's that? Is someone...
Is it Camille's dad on his motorbike?
It's my dad on his motorbike. Apologies.
Yeah.
I'll
shut the window. some lovely jeans and a nice jumper. It was quite cold and rainy at the time. Very nice. My dick of the week.
Good honour.
I'm not sure if this my dick of the week is a dick. It's quite controversial. It got my heckles up.
I'm almost certain I will think that they're a dick.
Okay, yeah, I'm pretty sure you will. But so we're in the cafe in Flip Out, and I'm buying, you know, snacks left, right, and centre for my girls. Two slices of pizza and a bag of Skittles for Mabel.
yes.
And her
legend.
Kids ask for a chocolate bar or a bag of
Claire
Skittles.
Foy.
No, not her. A different woman.
Right, sorry.
And she says,
I was like, oh my God, is your dick of the week Claire Foy?
No, it's not. But this woman says, no, we can't have that now. Remember, we need to be careful with what we eat. And we have to make sure we've done enough activity in the day so that we can eat that. And I was like,
no.
You're at a fucking Flip Out, mate. They've been on the trampoline for 2 hours. They don't want. They can't have a chocolate bar.
Were you about to flip out?
I was about to flip out.
Yeah, it sounds
and
it.
You're giving your children an eating disorder. You're saying you can only eat nice stuff if you have, like, work it off.
Yeah. Which,
No.
I thought, well, maybe she's just trying to instill healthy habits in them. I don't think
that's not a healthy habit.
What if we don't know? Maybe the kid's diabetic. Maybe
I don't think
it's already had a lot of sugar.
Hmm.
Then I would say,
You've already had a lot of sugar today.
And these two kids were too skinny girls.
I wouldn't say you can only have that if you have done enough activity.
Yeah.
That is her shit. She thinks that she won't eat a chocolate bar until she's had a run.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't pass that on to your kids. Damn. That's horrible.
I know.
You should have said to them, you should have gone up to them and gone, do you want me to buy you some pizza?
Do you know what it's time for? A handful of crisps.
Handful of crisps, there it goes.
Talking of which.
But anyway, there's my legends and dicks. That's the end of the pod. Camille's not nomming on some crisps. Thank you for listening, everyone. Thank you to Emma Corsham, our wonderful producer. Thank you to Lucy Moore, who does our incredible artwork. Thank you to Anne Chemleski for our sick music. And thank you to Rose and Camille for talking about periods with me.
Thank you, Beatty, for hosting what could have gone either way.
Yeah, and I think it's probably, some of it might have tipped over. But you know what? Producer Emma can put all the really spicy stuff into the Patreon.
Yeah, okay. Maybe Frog goes into Patreon.
Frog might go into Patreon. Okay, Frog. If you're interested in hearing a story that's pretty gross about a frog, sign up to our Patreon. patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty. It is period related. but otherwise, see you next week. Bye.
Bye.